Good evening. Something scary happened yesterday, something science fiction buffs have been telling us for years was going to happen.
In the early hours of January 24th, 1978, people saw something strange fall out of the sky.
It looked like a real big bright light, and it had a bunch of just like little jets flying behind it.
Just below the Arctic Circle, it crashed down in the middle of Great Slave Lake, way up in Canada's Northwest Territories. My home. No one knew exactly what it was or where it came from, but they can tell something was up.
We found this pit in the snow on the river, and frozen into the ice was this piece of metal.
The army came in huge force with planes and all kinds of equipment, hazmat suits.
They were all walking around town with some beeping thing, and then they were picking something up right in front of my place, I said. They didn't tell people what they were there for. All they told us is to go home from the school, and that was it.
They were there for Cosmos 954, a Soviet spy satellite that lost control and scattered bits of radioactive waste all across the traditional lands of the Dene, my people.
This morning, between 4:53 and 4:56, Yellowknife local time, the satellite did re-enter the atmosphere. It started to re-enter.
Growing up here, I heard lots of stories about what happened in the years since. The caribou weren't moving in the same way. The fish were full of mutations, and trappers were getting rare diseases. If that satellite crashed in London or New York, it would have been written in history books. But this story doesn't have an ending yet. So I went to go find it.
What do we got here?
What I uncovered was a Cold War thriller.
They said, I would like you to sit down. This is very confidential. You can't talk to anybody about it.
A horror story.
Am I gonna see my kids again? Am I gonna see my mom and dad?
A human tragedy.
The bullet that was shot at me in 1978 hits me in April of 2022.
And a tale of resilience.
He said, don't give up. So I just keep going.
I'm Denizen Ake Ko, and this is the untold story of what really happened back in 1978, and how that light in the sky is still impacting my home and my people 44 years later. This is Operation Morning Light, a new 8-part series from Imperative Entertainment and Vespucci, launching this November. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.